As a new commissioner of human services, I had 20,000 employees who were completely demoralized. We were under constant media scrutiny because of death and accidents involving children. And I was their sixth leader in 5 years. As a woman who has spent over half her adult life working in the hardest arenas of government, I first tried to avoid using 4DX. I said to Governor Perdue, "I got this. Just let me do my job." And then after being dragged, kicking, and screaming into the 4DX world of execution, I became one of its staunchest supporters. If you are facing the hardest work you've ever had, you need this book. The toughest part of doing that which seems impossible is finding the sweet spot. What your wildly important goal is, and what concrete and specific things you can do to achieve it. In government, there are no miracle cures. You must look deep into the heart of your crisis. You must be able to figure out what problem needs solving most or nothing else matters. And you must solve that problem while maintaining vigilant oversight of the day-to-day transactions, or else they will become your new crisis. But what about my noble vision? Here's what I learned. At the heart of every vision, every aspiration, is a crisis. You can't save children if you don't know why they are dying. You can't prevent homelessness if you don't understand why people are homeless. You can't reduce violence and crime if you don't know where it is happening and who is involved. You can't teach children to read if you don't understand which skill they are struggling to master. This is what the terrain looked like to me when I came to Georgia. People were dying, and we did not know why. There was a little appetite in our human services agency to talk about death. However, serious injury and death were preventing us from being successful in our mission to help people. It was a war we could neither escape nor win. Day after day, we worried about dropping the ball and being blamed. That forced me as a leader to pull a wildly important goal right out of the heart of our fear. Reduce by 50% the number of incidents that can lead to death and serious injury of people in our care, custody, and oversight. There, now it had been said out loud, and we could openly acknowledge and own it. Just saying it, scary as that was, freed us up to talk about how we could achieve it, opened up space for us to work on it. We did not yet know what to do or how to do it, but we knew that preventing bad things from happening to vulnerable children and adults was why we showed up every day. Many of the seemingly intractable and immovable issues and problems facing our government systems defy solution. Not because people are not working hard, but because there is no consensus about what it means to win. In government, we have many ways to know what is wrong. Lag measures publicly track our every move. But we often spend so much time worrying over the public measures that we don't take the time to figure out why we are struggling to make progress and what prevents us from winning. That's where the sweet spot is, the work on the things that matter. Our primary wig of reducing incidents of death and serious injury for those in our care was translated into dozens of team-level wigs that would enable our success. These involved everything from increasing patient health observation in mental hospitals to reducing one of the nation's largest backlogs of cases for possible child abuse. Team by team, we got clear on what it meant to win.